FAA says the outage affected fewer than 20 flights. You're listening to IRN USA Radio News.
My name's Bree. I know what it's like to go through life tired and dragged down. I've lived the last 10 years of my life overweight and unhappy with myself. Then I found a program that's provided me with all the tools I needed, tools I can live with for the rest of my life. With the weight I've lost, I finally have the energy and stamina to live the way I want to live. I absolutely love the way I look and feel.
My name's Dave, and I've yo-yoed my way through diets for years. The simple reason diets don't work is that they're too vague. Exercise equipment, nutritional supplements, all that stuff talks about a sensible nutrition and exercise plan. But who knows what sensible means? Well, now I do, because I've found something that tells me just what to eat and when, and just what workouts to do and how. The guesswork is gone, and the results are awesome. Put the 30-day money-back guarantee to the test. Call 888-983-2826. 888-983-2826. Or visit yoyostopshere.com. Yoyostopshere.com.
Meteorologist Dan Peterson says that what's left of Isaac is being absorbed by a cold front that's bringing some heavy rain to parts of Tennessee and northern Alabama.
There's a trailing front south of Isaac, and along that front, heavy rains will develop in southern Tennessee and northern Alabama. Probably on the order of 2 to 3 inches of rain will occur in localized areas.
Online companies, cooperatives, and organizations connecting local farmers and buyers have cropped up in recent years. Now, these so-called food hubs are facilitating relationships between farmers and schools. The goal of food hubs is to save school districts money and time by cutting down on transportation costs and by providing an e-commerce platform. Officials say the religious leader who founded the Unification Church, Sung Yong Moon, has died at the age of 92. Church officials said Monday that Reverend Sung Yong Moon died at a hospital the church owns near his home in Gapyeong. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
Today, most people are more likely to get a pay cut than a cost of living raise. But I have good news for you. You can build your own golden parachute. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby, and I think you'll find that the 3-step plan home business system is a great solution to money worries. You can add to your income in your spare time. For information, go to 3stepusa or call 800-480-2102. 800-480-2102.
The Obama political ad, One Chance, has drawn a strong reaction from the mother of a fallen SEAL. In the ad, former President Bill Clinton says that had the raid on Osama bin Laden gone wrong, it would have been horrible for President Obama. This reaction by Karen Vaughn, the mother of fallen Navy SEAL Aaron Carson Vaughn, is supplied by Breitbart News.
But he's so out of touch with his insanity that he doesn't even realize he made that an ad for the nation to look at. Disgusting insensitivity to the families who have lost warriors on the battlefield. But we're supposed to be concerned as a nation about what the downside would have been for him.
Karl Rove, Republican establishment political operative, has made a powerful enemy. Phyllis Schlafly, conservative movement icon, is calling on Rove to remove himself from the scene. Rove, in what he claims was an unguarded comment, is quoted as saying that if Missouri Representative Todd Akin were found mysteriously murdered, not to look for his whereabouts. According to a statement issued by Schlafly, Karl Rove is an embarrassment to the Republican Party. We don't want any more of his advice in secret briefings or publicly on Fox News. Israel's foreign ministry says that Egypt has appointed a new ambassador to the Jewish state, choosing an experienced career diplomat in what may be an encouraging sign for future relations between the two countries. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm John Russell.
It's summer, and while the temperatures may be way up, mortgage rates are way down. In fact, an 8-year mortgage loan is just 2.75%, APR 3.47%. Jay Farner here, folks, and I've got more amazing news for you. We found that a traditional 30-year fixed-rate mortgage isn't right for everyone. Sound like you? Then you're going to love the Quicken Loans exclusive Yorgage, a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for you. Anywhere from 8 to 29 years. Your mortgage on your terms. That's the Quicken Loans Yorgage. The name sounds funny, but it's going to save you money. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com right now. Not tomorrow, not 2 hours from now, but right now. And find out if our Yorgage is right for you. Our entire team of mortgage experts is waiting to help you. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and see why we're engineered to amaze.
Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Welcome to Animals Today, your home for serious talk about animals. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. Welcome. You know, convinced that chicken is somehow health food, Americans now consume more than 1 million chickens per hour. And if you take a minute to think or learn about how we raise and kill these chickens and turkeys, and even how eggs are produced these days, I bet you would think twice about continuing to consume poultry. Egg-laying hens are kept in what are called battery cages, which are wire cages, usually 18 by 20 inches. Workers stuff about 11 birds in one cage, not enough room for the bird to even lift a single wing. These cages are stacked one on top of another so that hundreds and thousands of birds can be stored in a single building. And to prevent birds from pecking at each other, from being in the cramped quarters, farmers cut off part of their beak with a burning hot blade without the use of painkillers. Now, the birds are so cramped that they, in these normally clean animals, are forced to urinate and defecate on one another. Hens can become immobilized and die of asphyxiation or dehydration. Most endure 1 or 2 years of battery cage confinement before they are disposed of as, quote, spent hens. Now, male chicks have no economic value to the egg industry, so every year, millions of them are tossed into trash bags to suffocate or are thrown into high-speed grinders and ground up alive. So keep that in mind next time you enjoy your omelet. Then you have the broiler chickens. So those are the chickens who are raised for meat, right? They, too, are raised in overcrowded, disgustingly filthy conditions. Thousands of these birds are stuffed in densely populated sheds. These animals endure unspeakable suffering on these farms. The overcrowding, confined conditions facilitates the spread of disease. The resulting ammonia levels commonly cause painful burns to the birds' eyes and skin and respiratory tracts. And the way these chickens have been bred so they can grow large quickly, many experience all sorts of these painful skeletal deformities in addition to heart disease. And at 6 weeks or so, they are slaughtered in a way that I'm telling you is just too gruesome for me to describe on the air. And in fact, many people like myself have become vegan because of the animal abuse and the horrors which exist on factory farms today. But you know, even if you're not persuaded by the plight of the animals and the cruelty inherent in the poultry business, you might want to consider the health concerns surrounding the consumption of poultry. This claim that chicken is a healthy alternative to beef and is a low-fat and wholesome part of their diet is simply untrue. First off, chicken is just as bad for your arteries as red meat, having pretty much the same amount of cholesterol as red meat. And in terms of fat, even skinless chicken derives almost 20% of its calories from fat. So chicken's definitely not a low-fat food. And being that heart disease is the number one killer in our country, this fact should be a concern to each one of us. Food poisoning is also a major problem when dealing with chicken. Chicken may be contaminated with salmonella, as you know, another disease-causing bacteria. Chicken contains cancer-causing chemicals. Arsenic is in the chicken we consume. In grilled chicken products, which Americans consume a lot of because they think they're eating healthfully by having grilled and not fried chicken, you get loads of heterocyclic amines, another cancer-causing agent. So I could go on and on, but instead, we'll encourage you to visit the United Poultry Concerns website at upc.org, upc.org, where there's a wealth of information about chickens and poultry. And today, Karen Davis, the founder and president of United Poultry Concerns, is with us to discuss two chicken-related issues you may not have heard about. Later in the show, we're going to be learning about animal rescue efforts related to Hurricane Isaac and what have we learned from Katrina. Welcome to Animals Today, Karen.
Hello.
Welcome to Animals Today, Karen.
Oh, hey. I'm delighted to be on the show today, Lori. Thank you for inviting me to talk about chickens and their plight and hopefully to help people to understand why it's so important to care about them and to get these birds off their plates.
Great. So, Karen, I wanted to specifically talk about a couple wonderful projects that you guys are working on. The Jewish holiday Yom Kippur, the Holiday of Atonement, is approaching, and there's a strange tradition practiced by some Orthodox groups involving live chickens. Karen, can you tell us about this ritual?
Yes, I can, Lori. First of all, the ritual known as Kapporos, that's K-A-P-O-R-O-S, and there are other spellings as well, means atonement or substitution, something like that. And it's actually a practice going back to the Middle Ages. It is not a required practice by members of the Jewish community at all. It is simply a custom going back to the Middle Ages whereby right before Yom Kippur, some members of the very Orthodox Jewish communities will swing or wave chickens over their heads and chant a prayer for a life of happiness and mercy and peace for themselves in the coming year. And then there will be a mass slaughter of these chickens. And this is something that I can report about firsthand because for the past 2 years, I have personally witnessed this episode in three different locations in Brooklyn alone, where each year over 50,000 chickens are subjected to this Kapporos ritual, where they, first of all, they're brought in from factory farms. They are very young chickens, about 5 to 6 weeks of age. They are kept in transport crates, often for days at a time, just stacked out on the sidewalks of Brooklyn, and awaiting being grabbed out of the transport crate and swung over a practitioner's head, either by their wings or their legs, and then sometimes they're put back in the transport crate and reused one or more times, and eventually they are slaughtered. And when you're standing there listening to the birds crying as they are having their throats cut, it just rises over all the noise that is going on amongst the people who are gathered there, both the practitioners as well as the demonstrators. And it's just a horrific situation. And one of the horrific aspects of it is that many children are present. Many Kapporos practitioners bring their children of all ages. And you will see the children often crying and being very distressed, understandably, at seeing how badly these chickens are treated. And just the whole situation is one of carnage and mayhem. And we have developed a campaign that we formulate as a group, an association called the Alliance to End Chickens as Kapporos, which is an association of individuals and groups who are working and campaigning to replace the use of chickens in Kapporos rituals with non-animal symbols of atonement. And let me underscore the fact that most practitioners who practice Kapporos, because most Jewish people don't even practice it, but around the world, most practitioners who do engage in Kapporos observances swing coins. They swing money in a little pouch over their heads as a symbolic gesture of atonement, and then that money will go directly to a charity of their choice to help feed hungry people and so on. So what we're asking is that the ritual dispense with chickens who are not required at all to be used in this way, and to use money or some other non-animal symbol of atonement in Kapporos rituals.
Oh, that sounds so wonderful. And so really, you're really not trying to abolish Kapporos at all. You're just trying to reform it by requesting that they do swing money or some other object around their heads instead of the chickens. So what response have you gotten, Karen, and what sort of justification is given by the practitioners of the chicken ritual to continue the practice?
Well, first of all, we are gradually getting a number of Orthodox rabbis to join us in opposing the use of chickens in Kapporos rituals. There's a very prominent rabbi, for example, in Israel. There are rabbis in Brooklyn. The head rabbi of the Orthodox Union has come out against the use of the chickens because he says it is disrespectful to the birds. So we're gathering support, and I should say that not only our organization, but organizations also in Jerusalem and in other parts of the world where these extremely Orthodox Jewish communities are located, where this chicken waving takes place, are increasingly feeling embarrassed by the chicken Kippurus observance. They recognize that these birds are being starved and dehydrated for days before the ritual even commences, and that this violates the mandate in Jewish law.
Karen, I got to interrupt you because we're up against a hard break, so don't go away. More with Karen Davis. She's founder and president of United Poultry Concerns. Don't go away. You're listening to Animals Today.
Did you know that there's a huge problem with pet overpopulation? There are so many unwanted dogs and cats that sadly millions of wonderful pets are euthanized every year in shelters because there's just nowhere for them to go. Consider that one female dog and her offspring can produce more than 50,000 puppies in just 6 years, and that a female cat and her kittens can produce more than 400,000 cats in 7 years. Now, everybody loves a cute puppy or a playful kitten, but there simply are not enough people to care for all the animals. If you let your animal have a litter, even just one, then these kittens and puppies can go on to produce more offspring themselves. We can all help reduce this problem by spaying or neutering our animals as soon as we obtain them. That's what responsible pet owners do. Ask your veterinarian about the procedure. You'll also learn that spaying and neutering can allow your pet to live a longer, healthier life by reducing the chances of certain cancers. There are other benefits too. Fixed animals are less likely to bite, fight, roam, or run away. Neutered cats are less likely to mark their territory. And because they do not go into heat cycles, they are less likely to cry continuously or to attract unwanted animals. So make sure to spay or neuter your pets right away and tell your friends and relatives about how we can all help make pet euthanasia a thing of the past. This message presented by Desert Paws. Visit us at desertpaws.org.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at ibm.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
Now this is the way guys like to shop, with buy one, get one free savings during Macy's Labor Day sale. Dress shirts and ties from Kenneth Cole Reaction, Michael Kors, and more. Belts from Jeffrey Beam, buy one, get one free. Polos and tees from Izod, Via Europa, Club Room. Casual and dress pants from Haager, Perry Ellis, and more. Designer suits, buy one, get one free. Hot styles, big names. Buy one, get one free. Right now in the men's store at Macy's. Exclusions apply.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas.
Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half?
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-215-1727, 800-215-1727, 800-215-1727.
This is my parents' Mercedes M-Class, and one day I'll drive my kids to school in it.
Don't look now, but someone else just may have their sights set on your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. And who could blame them? After all, every one of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes a rigorous inspection by factory-trained technicians to ensure it meets the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And considering we invented the automobile, those standards are indeed high.
I might even drive them the long way to school.
Plus, every one comes with a warranty and roadside assistance for up to 5 years and 100,000 total miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius satellite radio. Come in for exceptional financing on our certified pre-owned vehicles today. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned. Today could be the day you get not only the car you've wanted,
and no way am I letting my kids put their feet on the seats,
but the car they'll start wanting.
See dealer or call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for complete program, including certified pre-owned, limited warranty, and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations.
Welcome back to Animals Today. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. We're speaking to Karen Davis, United Poultry Concern. She is, a few years ago, she led a small group and began the Alliance to End Chickens as Caporos. And in the prior segment, Karen was talking about this Jewish ritual, this practice that some of the Orthodox Jews do, which is swing chickens above their heads. Really cruel procedure, practice. Karen, you were mentioning prior to the break that you were approaching some of the rabbis and they were starting to listen to you. What justification is given by the practitioners of the chicken ritual to continue this practice? And what would be the harm in modernizing the practice, as you're suggesting, and taking out the gratuitous cruelty?
Well, actually, Lori, those who try to justify the practice really don't make very good arguments. In fact, this Rabbi Hecht, who is very responsible for having brought back Caporus into the Brooklyn community in a very, very big way, told a reporter 2 years ago that, in fact, he prefers watching an animal suffer and die for him than the sort of weak kind of ritual where you just swing money around. I mean, he pointed out that in his case, and speaking for others, I guess, that he likes the blood ritual. Again, Caporus using live animals is in no way part of the Talmud or the Torah. So yeah. Here's what Rabbi Shlomi Yanklovich said last year in his blog in the Jewish Week. He said, Caporus observers should be cultivating mercy for all those who suffer and not be perpetuating pain on sentient creatures in the name of piety. So what he is saying is being echoed and stated by more and more rabbis, including Rabbi Gershom, who lives in Minnesota, who actually keeps chickens and has brought out, among other things, the wrongness and the cruelty of holding these chickens suspended by their wings, which, as he points out, is completely cruel to the birds. And he points out that the wings are not intended to be to hold up an entire bird, that's what their feet are for. And so he is another Orthodox rabbi who has spoken out totally against the use of chickens as caporis. So the momentum is growing, and the Alliance to End Chickens as Caporis is one of the main drivers of that momentum and that growth.
Karen, that's great. And so I want to go on to your next project that you're working on, which I really think is fantastic. But before we do that, just tell quickly my listeners what they can do to help you end what clearly is senseless cruelty.
Okay, well, certainly we urge people to join our demonstrations. We're going to have two demonstrations, the 23rd and the 24th, Sunday and Monday, in September this year. And we are actually posting an alert today on our website. And let me give the website so that people know it. It is www.upc-online.org. Again, upc-online.org, United Poultry Concerns. In addition, they can go to our endchickensascaporis.com website, which is entirely devoted to the Alliance to End Chickens as Caporis. That's www.endchickensascaporis, KAPORIS.com. In August of this year, at least 535,000 farm animals have burned to death in farm animal confinement buildings.
Wow.
Where fires broke out And these animals, try to picture it as you were telling your readers a little, your listeners at the beginning of the program, all of the hens who are locked into cages and then locked in buildings, can you imagine a fire starting and the shrieking and screaming and beating of their wings and their bodies against the cages to try to escape the fire completely without any help at all? And all of these broiler chickens, and I hate the word broiler, but the chickens who are raised for meat by the many thousands, right down here where we're based in Matchaponga, Virginia, there are millions of chickens right down here. So here they are locked in these horrible, filthy, wretched buildings, and now a fire breaks out, and they cannot escape. So what we learned in July was that the National Fire Protection Association, which is the largest association dedicated to preventing fires and educating people about fires, passed a resolution this past summer that would require all newly constructed farm animal facilities to have to install sprinklers and smoke control systems. Well, we thought that was great. We learned about that, and we thought it was great. And then almost immediately, the agribusiness community protested to the Fire Protection Association and said that they did not want to have to provide fire prevention or fire protection systems in the animal housing facilities.
Why?
And one thing I want to stress is that this episode and this response of the agribusiness community to the idea of protecting their animals from being burned up in fires just underscores completely the extent to which agribusiness owners do not care about their animals, do not care at all about them. They would rather that these animals experience the agony of burning to death, the panic of not being able to escape, the torture of dying slowly of smoke inhalation, then they would rather that and just simply have insurance companies reimburse them for their animals in their buildings and get reimbursements from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, which means from taxpayers, which means they don't have to even foot the bill for these horrible fires. For example, just a couple of months ago in Colorado, in one single building, 500,000 laying hens in cages burned up. So this industry...
Karen, we only have a minute, and this is very important for me to say, ask you. So what can my listeners do to help you and United Poultry Concerns to accomplish your goal of the fire suppression animal
what
facilities?
What people need to do, first of all, is go to our website and look under What's New. And there they will see the alerts that we have published, including how to contact the National Fire Protection Association. One thing that United Poultry Concerns is doing is we have applied to sit on the committee, the National Fire Protection Association committee, that considers these resolutions so that in the future, even though the committee this year declined our appeal, which we presented both orally and in writing on August 7th at their headquarters, they left the door open for future resolutions. In other words, we are just beginning.
Karen, gotta go. Thank you so much. Karen Davis, United Poultry Concerns.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG for as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com.
As temperatures climb, please remember to never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute on a warm day with the windows cracked and in the shade. The temperature inside a car can climb up in a matter of minutes, and it's enough to kill your pet. If you love your pet, leave them at home or with someone you trust. Keep them cool, comfortable, and alive. And if you see a dog or other pet in a car, you may only have a moment to save their life. Here are a couple of steps that you should remember. Make an announcement in the store or business the car is parked nearest to. and call the police department or animal control right away. Remember, it only takes a minute or two on a hot day to kill an animal left inside a car. Your swift action can save a life. Dogs are unable to cool themselves the way people can. Never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute. This message is presented by Desert Paws. Visit them online at desertpaws.org. That's desertpaws, all one word, .org.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8517. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you. Call now. 866-657-8517. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all. Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517.
Summer. It's a great time of the year and a great time to get a low, low mortgage rate from Quicken Loans. Jay Farner here, folks, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some amazing news for you. These mortgage rates are some of the lowest that we've seen since Richard Nixon was in office. That's how special these mortgage rates are. Just 3.5%, APR 3.81% on a 30-year fixed rate loan. We're all aware there's an election coming and rates may go up after that. So you gotta hurry. Call or go to quickenloans.com right now to get a dream loan on your dream home. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com for a 3.5% 30-year fixed rate mortgage. Yep, that's 3.5%, APR 3.81%. But you gotta call now. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com right now. Not tomorrow, not 2 hours from now, and see why we're engineered to amaze. Our entire team of mortgage experts is waiting to serve you, but you've gotta call right now.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
At some auto shops, it can feel like you're dealing with a bunch of who are just out to get you. But not every auto shop sees its customers like right now at Sears Auto Center, save on Goodyear tires. Plus, get up to $160 by mail-in rebate with the purchase of 4 eligible Goodyear tires when you use your Sears card. This is service you can trust. This is Sears Auto Center. For more coupons and offers, stop by or visit searsauto.com. Offer ends 9/22. Rebates range from $40 to $80. Rebate ends 12/1. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Dear Walmart, I was introduced to Projects Made Simple. I was blown away. They come with simple steps and tools you need. My favorite project is painting, but I hadn't considered painting our front door. The video helped me gather everything I would need. Walmart offers a great selection of paints, a mecca for everything DIY. Regards, Amanda Powell, Orlando.
FYI, DIY means do it yourself. And you can too with everything you need to paint your front door, like Litton 2-in-1 paint and primer and Scotch Blue painter's tape. See for yourself, only at Walmart.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey, I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. When we're together, things just work. My pipes rumble, and my engine screams like an eagle. A happy eagle, not one of those angry eagles. You know? Yeah, you know.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
Now, this is the way guys like to shop. With buy one, get one free savings during Macy's Labor Day sale. Dress shirts and ties from Kenneth Cole Reaction, Michael Kors, and more. Belts from Jeffrey Beam. Buy one, get one free. Polos and tees from Izod, Via Europa, Club Room. Casual and dress pants from Haager, Perry Ellis, and more. Designer suits. Buy one, get one free. Hot styles, big names. Buy one, get one free. Right now in the men's store at Macy's. Exclusions apply.
It's easy sometimes when you just
Welcome back to Animals Today. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. Now, I'm very pleased to welcome Dr. Dick Green. He's Director of Disaster Response with the ASPCA. They have been very active in animal rescue in areas affected by Hurricane Isaac. Welcome, Dr. Green.
Thank you.
Dr. Green, unfortunately, fortunately, Hurricane Isaac was somewhat weaker in terms of wind speed than feared, but certainly he dumped a lot of rain. Where are the trouble areas in terms of animals?
Well, you know, and I'm glad you brought that up, because we always kind of think about that the larger the category, the more damage that a hurricane can do, And that's certainly true, especially from a wind standpoint. But from an animal issue, the thing that I look at more than the category of the storm is the rain predictions, because it's the flooding that will have the greater impact on animals, more so than even the wind. Now, the wind will take the power out, and we'll have issues where we've got to get portable generators into shelters, but the floods are definitely the greater concern. So we were watching those rain patterns, and even though this was a Category 1 storm, we knew that we were going to get anywhere between 12 to 20 inches of rain. And then if you add the tidal surge to that, we knew that this had the potential, certainly, for being a large-scale incident for flooding damage. The areas right now that we are concentrating on today, we're in St. John's Parish. We got a call yesterday at about 3 o'clock in the morning saying that the water was coming into the shelter. We mobilized a team in about an hour and a half in combination with the ASPCA, LSART, and Louisiana State University, and we're able to get a crew out here first thing in the morning and make sure that everyone was okay. So right now we're back here today in St. John's. We're cleaning that shelter out. We're getting these animals out of the shelter and relocated, and we're also offloading our boats, getting ready for boat operations. So St. John's will be our major area today. After that, we have been in Plaquemines. We've been in Jefferson. Yesterday we also got all the way down into the Ninth Ward, kind of that area into there. So we have been doing assessments all day yesterday and then going back based upon those assessments and concentrating our efforts. The way that the system is working here, that as people either see an animal that's left in their yard or if they know that an animal was left behind, they will contact their OEP, their Office of Emergency Planning, and the OEP then will then contact us either through the state or directly through LSART for us to go out and rescue those animals. But right now, our biggest emphasis throughout all of these areas that we visited yesterday is to clear the shelters out. So our animal relocation team is working 24 hours a day right now trying to find places that we can transport these animals and clear the shelters out. Every shelter we visited yesterday was without power and without water. And so there, even if we brought them portable generators, the ideal situation is to get all of the animals out so they could receive animals that need to come in from the community. And that's our goal today. So we're preparing right now, doing all the health certificates for about 50 dogs and 50 cats. And as soon as one of our partner agencies shows up, we're going to load that trailer and get ready for the next one. So our ultimate goal is to get all of the animals out of all of the shelters that were impacted so that we will have the ability to receive more if needed.
Now, are you just working in the Louisiana area?
No, we also have a team in Mississippi. Matter of fact, I just got off the phone with the team there, and they were just coming off the water doing a fawn rescue and now waiting for the paperwork on 6 dogs. So there's also operations going on in Mississippi. We don't have anything going on in Alabama. I'm not aware of any group that's working in Alabama. I think there's a couple of groups working in Mississippi, so certainly we're watching that closely because that water is still coming up. You know, the big concern that I have with a storm of this size is that as it travels north, all that water's got to go somewhere. So we're tracking it all the way up into Arkansas, to be honest with you, all the way into Illinois and into Indiana, because that water that's going to hit there is going to come back down, and we're going to get this major pooling of water down in this area. So we're going to get that initial flood concern, and then we're going to get the later flood concerns as we go.
Yeah, and Dr. Green, you mentioned dogs and cats, and you just mentioned the fawns. Are there other pets or animals or farmed animals? Are they also under your umbrella as well?
In the state of Louisiana, the agriculture is being handled quite well by Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. So there's really we have been receiving calls on horses, and so we have a large animal strike team that is now following the path that we took yesterday. So they're now going behind us on all those parishes that I mentioned, and they're now trying to identify large animal issues. So if we're getting multiple horses that need to be pulled out of flood water, then that's coming to us, and we're sending out the team to do it. Most all of the livestock issues are being handled by LDAF. All of the wildlife issues are being handled by Wildlife and Fishery.
Dr. Green, who are the people working, and what tools do they have at their disposal?
You know, right now the number one group, well, of course, the group that we're assigned to is the Louisiana State Animal Response Team. I work for them right now. Now, we are also getting some formal requests from the state. After we leave here, we're going to go over to Livingston Parish, and we've got a request there from their OEP to help them with some of the issues that they're having. But the request right now, we're trying to coordinate through LSART, Louisiana State Animal Response Team, and Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry, LDAF. So we're trying to encourage folks to call their OEP, and it will find us. But we just need to work that through the proper channels. So the boots on the ground right now is LSART and AFPCA. And as we get those requests, we're trying to address them as fast as we can. It's my favorite topic, and I wish we had more time to talk about it, but you cannot compare where we're at today with where we were at in 2005. There were so many valuable lessons learned in Katrina. I mean, from the federal government all the way down to the local level, everyone benefited from the lessons that we learned. And the biggest one is get your animals out. When you know that a storm is coming, don't hesitate, evacuate, and take your animals with you. In the state of Louisiana, there is no reason why anybody can't take their animals with them. We have co-located shelters throughout the entire state. Folks are welcome to evacuate and bring your animals with them. We no longer separate the animals from the humans. And from that, Ben, I think people will be able to rest assured. You know, I don't know how much time we have, but in Hurricane Katrina, the best estimates that I used to give is that about 40% of the animals were eventually reunited with their owners. And Gustav, so just 3 years later, 100% were reunited.
Wow.
So those
are
valuable lessons learned. And if people will take these notices in mind and have their own personal, you know, preparedness kits there at home and have all these things figured out, hopefully they'll put me out of business.
Okay, so the main reason for the increase in percentage of people getting their animals is that they don't leave them behind. Is that your point? That's the most important thing. Can't take them with you.
And for the state, who took the initiative to have the legislation in place that allows them to provide transportation for those people who don't have it. So every individual in the state of Louisiana has an opportunity right now to evacuate with their animal. And I think all of the states in the country could really benefit from that knowledge.
Very good. Now, we still have about two more minutes if you want to say anything else. And in addition, I'd like you to tell my listeners what they can do, if anything, to help you guys.
The very first thing that all of us can do, and you know, I'm as guilty as everyone else, is to have your own plan in place in your house and make sure that you've got the way that you could quickly get your animals out. You know, we just dealt with a fire here a week or two ago in California, and it's amazing to me with all the fires that we have in California, there are still people who don't have their own personal kits ready. So make sure that you've got a way to evacuate your animal, that you've got enough crates for them, that you've got your leads, your leashes, your medical reports, you've got everything that you need so that you can get out in a hurry. And remember, cats don't like to be rushed. So cats, you know, you need to take a little bit more time and have a plan for them. But honest to goodness, if my goal before I retire is to really see no need for animal rescue so that people are doing all of that themselves ahead of time and being prepared.
Good point. Dr. Dick Green, Director of Disaster Response with the ASPCA, right there, right now, in Hurricane Isaac, in the midst of it, in Louisiana. Thank you so much, sir.
My pleasure. Thank you.
So, Peter, good tips he gave.
Yeah, out in the field.
Out in the field.
So a shelter just gets flooded, loses its water, loses its power.
Yeah.
And so they need to move dozens or scores of animals at a time. It's a big job.
Yeah, but not, I think his point was that that's one reason they're moving these animals out, but the primary reason is to open them up for animals that need temporary homes.
To make the room.
Yeah, to make the room. So, wow, a lot of work. And
a lot of progress in the past couple of years, as he mentioned.
Yeah, and you know what? I should say there's a number of groups, a handful of groups, in addition to the ASPCA, that are really working hard to try to clear up the local shelters there. So there are people there. They don't get recognized as often as they should, but there's groups out there, small grassroots groups. So, and I know any other tips? I know you were reading something while he was talking about tips.
Well, the reminder, of course, to get your pets microchipped. I mean, always goes because, you know, a collar can come off.
Yeah.
So that's very important, and make sure that the information is up to date. And then you need to have a plan, have a safe haven for your pets. So know where you want to bring them.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And you want to have your emergency supplies ready.
Right.
So down here in Southern California, we need earthquake preparedness, which means the power goes off, which means the water goes off.
Right.
You got to get ready for all that.
Yeah. Most important thing, take your pet with you.
There you go.
And, okay, so you have news when we come back from the break, right?
Plus a couple of product reviews.
Okay, don't go away.
Every day in the United States, tens of thousands of puppies and kittens are born. Unfortunately, there aren't enough homes for all these cats and dogs. One unfixed female cat and her offspring can be the source of more than 400,000 cats in 7 years. One female dog and her unfixed offspring can produce about 67,000 puppies. Too many cats and dogs are unwanted anywhere by anybody, so they end up being neglected or abandoned. Millions of healthy pets are killed in shelters annually in the U.S. On average, 70% of the animals that enter the shelter end up getting euthanized. Fortunately, there is good news. There's a new answer to this dilemma. We can help to stop killing these animals by having our pets spayed or neutered. If you want a new pet, how about adopting one? You can rescue a cat or dog and save a life. For more information, please visit our website, desertpaws.org. Again, that website is www.desertpaws.org. And save a life. Save a pet's life today.
As temperatures climb, please remember to never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute on a warm day with the windows cracked and in the shade. The temperature inside a car can climb up in a matter of minutes, and it's enough to kill your pet. If you love your pet, leave them at home or with someone you trust to keep them cool, comfortable, and alive. And if you see a dog or other pet in a car, you may only have a moment to save their life. Here are a couple of steps that you should remember. Make an announcement in the store or business the car is parked nearest to, and call the police department or animal control right away. Remember, it only takes a minute or two on a hot day to kill an animal left inside a car. Your swift action can save a life. Dogs are unable to cool themselves the way people can. Never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute. This message is presented by Desert Paws. Visit them online at desertpaws.org. That's desertpaws, all one word, .org.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas.
Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half?
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-215-1727, 800-215-1727, 800-215-1727.
We're fashion retailers,
wine wholesalers,
a surgical implant company.
We are mid-sized businesses.
We're working with IBM and their business partners
to fuel innovation and a new economy,
and to wield the influence that once belonged to only the largest enterprises.
Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Let's build a smarter planet.
See how IBM and our business partners are helping to build the engines of a smarter planet at ibm.com/engines.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is my parents' Mercedes M-Class. And one day, I'll drive my kids to school in it.
Don't look now, but someone else just may have their sights set on your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. And who could blame them? After all, every one of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes a rigorous inspection by factory-trained technicians to ensure it meets the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And considering we invented the automobile, those standards are indeed high.
I might even drive them the long way to school.
Plus, every one comes with a warranty and roadside assistance for up to 5 years and 100,000 total miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius satellite radio. Come in for exceptional financing on our certified pre-owned vehicles today. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned. Today could be the day you get not only the car you've wanted...
And no way am I letting my kids put their feet on the seats.
But the car they'll start wanting.
See dealer or call 1-800-F4-MERCEDES for complete program, including certified pre-owned, limited warranty, and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations.
This is Animals Today you're listening to, and I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner, and we have Dr. Peter Spiegel. Hi.
Hello.
I see that you are going to review my favorite toy, the artichoke.
Oh, yes.
Tell us about the artichoke.
Okay, well, this is from Planet Dog.
And there's also an eggplant, I know.
Yes. They've got a little dog toy. It's a sort of a throwable rubberized thing called Orbi Tough Artichoke, and it's a hand size sort of thing. It's got a very smooth, supple feel to it, and this particular one that we're looking at looks like an artichoke, and we use it sort of as a throwing thing, and our dog fetches it, and he just loves it. He just flips out about this artichoke, and when he loses track over it, he just gets very nervous,
very anxious.
Yeah.
And it feels so good in his mouth.
I can only imagine how much pleasure he gets out of holding this thing in his mouth.
It's incredible. Loves it. Yeah. I mean, you take a tennis ball in this, and he just goes after this hands down. Right. I mean, he just likes the feel of it. It's tough.
It is pretty durable.
He doesn't really tear it up like he does other, so-called tough toys.
Right.
So this is the Orbi Tough
Artichoke
from Planet Dog.
Planet Dog. They also make other similar things. They make a eggplant shaped one. He liked that too.
Yeah, but it's more slippery in his mouth.
Yeah, this one's got some
artichoke leaves on it.
Leaves on it.
Okay.
And then the other thing we've been very much enjoying from Planet Dog, they call their woodchuck, which is a throwing device made out of bamboo and recycled cork scraps, and it comes with a little ball.
Yeah.
It's a throwing device, and you throw the ball with this thing, and it goes very far quite easily. So
yeah, with little effort.
If you don't have the same throwing arm that you had when you were a teen, this accomplishes a deal.
Yeah.
And the same dog loves this ball so much, this ball must feel very good in his mouth as well. And he just chases it, and it's really a pleasure to watch him play with the woodchuck. So thanks, Planet Dog.
Where can people find that?
Oh,
On the website, Planet Dog.
Is
very good.
Everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So a couple of news items just to update you on the man, Robert Fawcett, who was responsible for killing those dogs up in Whistler, British Columbia. He finally pled guilty during his trial. The sentencing will be coming soon. Remember, they found a mass grave containing 56 dogs. This came to attention after he applied for disability benefits for post-traumatic stress or something similar.
Yeah.
After killing these dogs because they were no longer needed after the Olympic business sort of faded away. So he faces up to 5 years in jail and a $75,000 fine and a lifetime ban from owning animals. If the animal advocates say it's not nearly enough. And we'll see what happens. I'll tell you what his sentence ultimately is. Remember, the company that owned the company denies that the dogs were killed for that reason. less business. But
right. Thanks for the update.
Do you know that one of the traditions in many of the European countries is that long summer vacation?
Right.
And it can affect your pets, because if they are out of the house with you for a month on holiday, and then you come back to the routine and you've got to now go to work and leave them in the house, they get depressed.
Aww.
So if you are if you're French or British or whatever, and you've got a month off in the summer, and then you come back and your dog is chewing up everything, you've got to take special steps to keep them happy, including perhaps hiding little treats of food around the house, or getting them toys that keep them occupied during the day. Same thing with your cats.
Right.
And to just anticipate that it's hard for dogs and cats to go back to their routine with you away.
I could see that.
Yes.
I could see that, although I sure would like a month off during the summer.
You know what? I know it's hard to feel bad about this. What can I say? And there's a luxury pet hotel industry news, and that is that they are popping up all over the world.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is going to be a new segment, luxury hotels catering to dogs. There's a new one in Scottsdale, D Pet Hotels, and they've got five-star services. Air-conditioned indoor dog parks, chauffeur services in cars, fancy cars. And then there's another one being built in Brazil. It's going to include a dog fitness center. Dog fitness center. Did you hear me?
Yeah, and treadmill and little weights that they can lift.
Little ankle weights. Okay, and then in near Melbourne, by the Melbourne, Australia airport, there's another Hanrob Hotel. That's a good place for folks to leave their pets while traveling. They'll have 10 luxury suites, all with TV, push-button sliding glass doors.
Do they get massages? Do they get massages every day?
Let's see. They have doggy daycare, dog training, and underfloor heating.
Yeah, this has really become big, hasn't it?
And it looks like it's going to get a little crazy,
yeah,
too.
Okay, good.
Back in the UK, the animal advocacy group Animal Aid, they are trying to get the hunting magazines off the lower shelf of the newsstands. They are considering it analogous to pornography and also tobacco, and they want those magazines, which are aimed towards kids, up on the top shelf and make it so they can't see it, they can't buy it, because they say the industry is promoting hunting and killing by children.
You know, I like that.
Okay.
Typically, I wouldn't like, you know, someone trying to dictate where a magazine should be and what kids should and shouldn't buy, but that I like.
Well, the opponents of this, David Taylor of Countryside Alliance, he says the shooting magazines educate readers about safety and nature conservation.
Oh, yeah.
So there's your debate on that.
Yeah.
And finally, the Humane Society of the United States is buying shares in companies such as Tyson Foods and Seaboard Foods to try to get resolutions at their yearly meetings to change their practices of how they raise their animals. Mm. So they're finding being on the insider track may help influence the practices of the agribusiness companies. Another strategy.
Animal welfare strategy.
It is a welfare.
Not animal rights strategy.
That's right.
Yep. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, and thank you for tuning in to Animals Today. This is Dr. Lori Kirshner encouraging you to nurture your love and compassion for the only other beings sharing our planet, the animals.
The opinions you hear on the Business Talk Radio Network are those of the host, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of this station, Business Talk Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Business Talk Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Investing involves risks, so please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about the Business Talk Radio Network, contact us at 203-322-